The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joe's in Simpsonville. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joey. I just wanted your thoughts on a few things on the whole sheriff trial. I've been watching it, and I'm kind of like with the majority of people. You know, I don't agree with what he did, and I know it's morally wrong, and I agree with all that, and they'll have to decide if he wasted taxpayer money. But what I've seen, really, I mean, where's the accountability, you know, for why isn't the sheriff accountable for anything? Like, where's the count? You know, I hope this is going to wake people up as far as, like, him being accountable. Who's watching over how, you know, if you allow him to create positions for the young lady, yep, well, he's going to do it.
Yep.
If it wasn't him, it would have been another sheriff. And how much of this would have been, how much light would have been shed on this had this affair not come out?
Yeah.
And all these people testifying, they probably would have took that position as well. But the bigger thing is, too, this trip to Charlotte, isn't it pretty ironic they were going there to discuss the budget? Well, here, the city of Greenville has these beautiful hotels and whatnot. Why aren't they doing that here? Why are they even allowed to go there?
Well,
and on top of all that, the guy that's ahead of the money, I guess he has something to say about the budget in Greenville. Why is the county administrator going up there?
Well, Joe, all those were good questions, and that point, that escaped me as well.
If you put a kid in the candy store, Joe, and I'm sorry to interrupt, and you say don't eat the candy, well, come on.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to make the sheriff more. Now, I'm not saying what he did, but I'm not seeing anything illegal either, though.
Yeah,
you know, is an affair illegal?
What? Well, it is if you're the person superior, which he was. He was her boss, and part of the charge is that it was misconduct in office that he used your tax money, my tax money, to facilitate this. But the point that you just brought up is one that had totally escaped me until I listened to some of the testimony this week. See, originally I thought, Joe, that they were going to a conference in Charlotte. I didn't realize that Will Lewis is the one who came up with the idea of let's go out of town. Joe Cornell, the other people who were involved in this meeting, they were thinking the same thing. How odd it was that he wanted to get out of town for a budget meeting that they could have had right here in Greenville. They could have had it at the Greenville County Square.
Right, but when they're sitting there all drinking, Joe, shouldn't somebody like, wow, you know, are we here to discuss budgets? Come on.
They spent $3,900. They spent $3,900.
Where's the oversight telling the sheriff, no, you can't go. We're allowing these people to do this.
Yeah.
And
well,
if anything positive's come out of this trial, it's allowing the taxpayer to see how they're wasting our money. You know, why are they allowed to go on these junkets?
Yeah.
Why are they allowed to go? Greenville has these beautiful hotels. I mean, we're building a hotel every other day. Or six,
hey,
you know,
hey,
you're
Joe,
always hearing of a new hotel.
Joe,
why are they doing it here?
Why do they even need a hotel? You know, it was brought out yesterday because during his testimony yesterday, Lewis was questioned on his relationship with the county administrator, Joe Cornell. And he started out by making it appear as if he didn't really know Joe Cornell prior to this trip, when in fact it was revealed during the testimony that during his transition period and all, he and Joe Cornell, because his temporary office was in County Square just down the hall from Joe Cornell, their text messages between the two of them, Joe Cornell congratulating him on the election. And it was kind of like they had this buddy system going there. So where's the accountability? Well, the sheriff is elected by the people of Greenville County, and as sheriff, he's over that department. The only accountability he has is Greenville County Council. They do control the purse strings simply from the standpoint of they tell him how much he has. Then he gets to decide how to spend it within his department. And that was the whole thing. He wanted more money from Joe Cornell, and so he was buddying up with him to do so. the other thing that came out was, again, they're 2 months into this, and after this fateful night that he had with Savannah Neighbors, the next day he's offering her a raise. You think maybe he was offering her a raise to get her to shut up?
Oh, I'm with you on all that, Joey, but it just goes back to, you know, if anything, if this sheds light on anything, maybe council needs to be hiring and fire. We allow these city councils to hire and fire the chief. Maybe we need to allow the county council. We allow them to spend millions of dollars. I think they can, then we should just let them hire and fire the sheriff.
Well, the reason we can't do that, Joe,
is any little junkets have to be within the city of Greenville.
Yeah.
We can discuss budgets within the city of Greenville.
Yeah, I got you, Joe. Hey, appreciate
you. Let's see where the chips fall, and I appreciate you taking my call, Joey. Thank you.
Sure thing, Joe. Appreciate you listening. The reason we can't do that, though, is because constitutionally, the sheriff is an elected position. He's the only elected law enforcement official, but that's required by our state constitution.